Hi, this is Amy Beheimer, and you're listening to the Habit Hub for Autoimmune Health, Habit 35, Identify the Right Problem to Solve. Welcome to the Habit Hub for Autoimmune Health, a podcast to help you shift from managing autoimmune disease to creating autoimmune health using the power of everyday habits. I'm your host, Amy Beheimer, a coach and doctor of pharmacy on a mission to create health and happiness with multiple sclerosis. Here we focus on everyday lifestyle habits proven to help the mind and body heal from the cell up without sacrificing the true joys of life along the way. To create autoimmune health in the mind and body, you have to be great at one thing, the skill of mastering habits. That's why each episode includes everything you need to do just that. Evidence-based information and real-life inspiration from the experience of my guests, my clients, and yours truly. All habit heroes brave enough to turn a desire for health into daily decisions to create it. Let's have some fun. Welcome to my habit heroes. I'm so glad you're back for another episode, another habit. And before we get started, I want to share a couple teasers coming up next month. I say it over and over when it comes to health and habits that action creates clarity. And you know what? The same is true for me as your teacher, your guide, and your coach. Here on the podcast, as well as inside my coaching container, Club Habit Hub. So I've taken lots of actions and I've discovered clarity on how to best serve you, how to help you change your life, how to help you take what you learn here and turn it into actions that actually change your life. So stay tuned. If you're listening in real time, next month is March, and I'll be offering a free class on the three habits you need to feel healthy again with autoimmune disease. I'll be sharing the three reasons, backed by science, of course, that feeling as good as you did before your diagnosis can feel far away. And of course, I'll share the three habits you need to feel healthy again. So if you already know you're in and you want to be there, I'll put the link to sign up in the show notes. But real quick, it's www.amybeheimercoaching.com/free-class. And again, that link is easy in the show notes. I can't wait to see you there. And if you're listening later, don't worry, I've got you covered. You can always grab a spot to have a roadmap session with me so we can talk about where you are, where you'd like to be, and of course, how you're going to get there. Okay, now for today's habit, inspired by many, many coaching sessions with clients. This is something that I often do with my clients. We do it together. So I thought it would be super helpful to share here on the podcast. What is today's habit? It's to identify the right problem that you're trying to solve. That may be a problem related to changing a certain habit or zooming out a bit. The problem may be any big dream you have for your life that you haven't quite reached yet. And when I say right problem, I put it in quotes because there is no right problem to solve. It's usually just the right problem to solve right now. And that often means the first problem that comes up. And here it helps us to get super specific. So when it comes to making and breaking habits or going after big goals or any results in life, say feeling better or feeling healthy or not feeling at the mercy of your diagnosis or your symptoms, the problem to solve almost always falls into one of three buckets: what, why, and how. Does that sound familiar? If you're a listener of the show, it will. On these habit episodes, I cover what the habit is. That's where I am right now. Then why it matters for us, why it helps us create autoimmune health. And lastly, how to make it happen. Sometimes we just need to hear an idea, try it, and bam, habit is formed. In those cases, we spend very little time trying to solve the what. But I hate to say it, the habits that we often want most and the ones that really have the power to shift our health and our life are ones that we've had on our minds for a while. For some of us, even for a lifetime, those are the habits that I get to work on with you, with clients. The ones that require some new neural pathways to be plowed. The ones that take an outsider's perspective to really reveal what's going on in our own brain. The ones that take practice, lots and lots of practice. So let's use an example. First up, an example of a habit you'd like to make. It could be healthy eating. While it feels like a specific problem, and it may feel clear in your mind because you've said it so many times or you've thought it so many times, there are actually dozens and dozens of little problems that make up that one habit. What does healthy eating even mean? What foods do you want to be eating? Which ones do you want to be avoiding? And so on. So imagine you have answered the problem of what. What's next? For most, it helps to answer why. Either why does this really matter to change my health? It's amazing what believing in what we are doing does to our motivation. Or another why problem to solve is, why do you really want this thing for you? Let's stay with the eating healthy example to bring home the why problem to solve. I decided long ago I wanted to limit added sugars. That was the what problem solved. The whys that I then had to explore. Why does that help my body? Why does this matter for my multiple sclerosis symptoms? Why does this stop progression or advancement of my autoimmune disease? I learned all about the toxic effects of added sugars on my cells. I learned how it damages my mitochondria and how it uses energy to process, energy that I want and need to spend elsewhere on things that matter, like hanging out with my loved ones, like working, moving, traveling. And why did this matter to me? Because my desire to enjoy my day-to-day life with energy was greater than my desire to eat that cookie. Is it immediate? No. I worked with a coach to understand my brain and how I could turn down that desire for a cookie and ramp up the desire for energy in my days. So that's the why. And my example is a good lead into the overlap with the next problem to solve, how. A lot of times the right problem to solve is how in the world am I going to do this? Not only do it, but do it in a way that feels good and lasts. Because if I'm white knuckling it or counting down 30 days for this or that, for me, that's not real change. That's not a way I want to live. I don't want to be feeling deprived and feeling like I'm missing out. So a strategy I use from my habit playbook is solving for the how. I'm not going to go into it too much today because I want to stay on task. But when we're solving the problem of how, there's a lasering in process to get even more specific on the right problem to solve. Problems like, do I not have enough time? Do I not have enough energy? Motivation? Is it a money thing? Is it a physical or mental ability? Do I need to learn how to manage urges? Do I need to learn something new? And there are more examples. That will become crystal clear when we work together inside the club, if you do decide to join me. Do you like my foreshadowing there? Some things are easier to experience than to explain. And if you've been through this with me during coaching, you are nodding along because likely this is a skill you now have to use on your own and when we're together. It's one that I pull out all the time for myself and others. So one last story before we move on to why identifying the right problem to solve is so helpful. I'm going to use a non-health example. I hope that these sometimes help see what we're talking about in a different way. A lot of times it's actually the non-health story or encounter that puts my brain to work looking for how it's true for us too, as we are coming together as autoimmune health creators. So I have a habit of putting up with irritations in life without pausing to ask, what's the problem here? And is it even solvable? My husband, on the other hand, scans his environment for problems to fix. There really is no nuance too small. I, on the other hand, have been told that I'm super adaptable and I feel like I'm super adaptable. So here's the example. Ben was not loving his closet. We talked about switching closets very briefly. Mine happens to be bigger, but he came to it quicker than I would have, that the real problem that he needed to identify, the problem to solve, was that it was just hard to see his clothes in the closet. So the problem became there wasn't enough light. The solution, he added a light. And luckily, he's very handy. So I won't bore you with more examples of these, but I really do have dozens. He was able to identify the right problem to solve added a light, and all of a sudden his closet was no longer a problem. And his approach and his natural tendency to get clear on the right problem to solve is really inspiring. So why should you invest in finding the right problem to solve? Our brains want to stay the same. It's part of the motivational triad. We want to seek pleasure, we want to avoid pain, and save energy to stay alive. Change takes energy and it brings with it some unknown, maybe even a little bit of discomfort, or to your brain that can feel like pain. So when we set these vague goals or keep the problem super broad, our brain loves that because it's able to wiggle out of the plans that we set and not hold itself accountable for steps in the process that we haven't taken the time to spell out. So nailing down the actual problem makes it easier for our brains to look for answers to solve that problem. Even if the answer isn't easy, at least it's clear. And clear is kind. And that is a quote from another great, Brené Brown. But we, and my hand is definitely raised here, often skip this step. Sometimes it's more comfortable. And to be honest, we fit in with the crowd when we just gripe and complain. And not to sound harsh, but really owning our problems and accepting our responsibility in it can sometimes make us less relatable to people. And if we don't know the specific problem, it's no wonder our problem-solving skills don't feel very effective. Before we jump into the how of today's habit, I want to share an example from my work at the hospital. Burnout is a fact of life these days that's talked about and felt by a lot of people working in healthcare. And trying to solve for burnout, that feels like a huge problem, feels vague, and it's really hard to know where to start. This past year, the Harvard Business Review published an article called 2-Minute Burnout Checkup, and I'll include the link in the show notes if you're curious. In it, the author spells out that there are actually 6 specific problems to solve related to burnout. Those 6 are workload, values, reward, control, fairness, and community. So to do the checkup, you write down how much stress on a scale of 0 to 10, with 0 being negligible stress and 10 being extreme stress. You write down how much stress you experience from each of the 6 factors of burnout. So imagine feeling the difference between I have burnout versus I know which of these 6 areas that contribute to burnout feel like it's causing the most stress. At the end of the checkup, you're left with what problem makes sense to solve for first to make moves towards less burnout. So the how of today's habit, think about an area of your health that's not working or really feels like a problem. Maybe you're having trouble feeling healthy or happy as a whole. Is the right problem for you to solve first? Maybe looking at your physical health, maybe your mental health or your emotional health, or likely for many of us, it's a mix of all 3. Maybe a problem that you feel you have is that you don't have energy. I have a tool called the energy audit that I do with clients to help really narrow in, similar to what we talked about with burnout. The energy audit helps us get really specific about what the first problem to solve is related to how much energy we have. Maybe the problem you have is feeling like you want to take control of your health, but don't know where to start. Getting super specific, asking yourself, what's the specific problem here? Where in the what, why, how triad do I feel stuck? Any of these big problems, whether it's energy, whether it's the overall how we're feeling, really taking control of our health, can be answered using the 6 spokes of the Habit Hub to identify the right problem to solve first. Does your mindset feel way more negative slanting than you'd like it to? That's the first spoke. The second spoke, do you find it hard to eat healthy? The third, movement is medicine. Do you wish you exercised more or differently? Next up, is stress something that feels impossible to tame? Are you craving connection? That's the 5th spoke. And the last spoke, maybe you're needing a little good stress to grow and get you past your comfort zone. There's a beautiful method behind the madness of the Habit Hub. It won't let you down, I promise. For me right now, my right problem to solve is movement as I start 2024. I've tried juggling many spokes at once, and I often do try to incorporate as much as I can to hit different spokes. But when I was starting 2024, when I really sat down to see what is the right problem to solve for, it became very clear that I was needing to focus on just one, and that spoke is really movement as medicine. So on to the do of the day. Take the time to narrow in on a specific problem, or what we're calling the quote, right problem to solve for first, the first step to go for. If there's any what or why missing, mark your calendar for March 18th or March 19th and join me for my free class. Again, I put the link in the show notes. And if you're listening later, don't let that stop you. Reach out to me. I'm here to help. Schedule a clarity call and I'll help you get super clear. I want to leave you with a question. What is it about the diagnosis that feels like a problem? Is it feeling good today? Is it wanting to worry less about what a diagnosis means for you tomorrow? I help you solve both, so don't delay getting in touch. I can't wait to talk. And I'm going to leave you with a quote from Charles Kettering. A problem well stated is a problem half solved. Bye. Thank you for joining me for this episode of The Habit Hub. I am forever grateful for the time, energy, and attention you share with me. Are you ready to take what you learn here on The Habit Hub to the next level and apply it? I'd love to invite you to feel the magic that happens when I wish becomes I will by joining me inside Club Habit Hub, your home for making health a habit. I'll teach you, coach you, guide you, and cheer you on as you learn and take action to create autoimmune health in your mind and body, so you can feel better today and worry less about tomorrow. Head to www.amybeheimercoaching.com/join to get access to the coaching, curriculum, and community waiting for you inside Club Habit Hub. I'll see you inside. And one last thing, be sure to subscribe so you don't miss the next episode where I just might cover the habit your body has been waiting for. If you're feeling extra generous, please leave a rating and a review. It's the best way to help other warriors find us here. Special thanks to my editor, Sarah. The Habit Hub is a production of Amy Beheimer Coaching, LLC. Talk soon.